So we finished Jupiter in Punarvasu. Now let's deal with Venus in Punarvasu, the second Brahmana planet. We come to aesthetics, isn't it? Venus equals to aesthetic values, refining. Second house, in the house of wealth, speech and aesthetics, if Venus is your Madhya Karaka and placed in second house in Punarvasu, what happens? What kind of profession? Singer, writer, voice coach, uplifting others through optimism and grace. How nice. Designer or curator working with restorative aesthetics, heritage, fashion or eco-art. There's a lot of that. Consultant in luxury items, food, art, emphasizing sustainability and renewal. The career variants is wellness brand manager, eco-fashion designer, art therapist or motivational performer. All of these are good. Sixth house, work, health, service, routine. All careers are really good, provided you have an energy of contribution in positive ways. Sixth house, what happens? Therapist, nurse, because it's a house of health. Counselor combining art and healing. Art therapy is very popular, gaining ground, isn't it? Service professional, uplifting morale and aesthetics in care institutions. So they can become a spa founder, a design therapist, a beauty entrepreneur. Health and wellness consultant. 10th house, what can I do? It's public, creative field, isn't it? Here they can be a public artist, a film or fashion director, film producer, a brand visionary, a humanitarian designer, or a director for social causes. Let's take another one. Venus in the 9th house, as the Madhya Karaka in Punarvasu. Professor or philosopher of art. Beauty or human compassion, cultural ambassador, creative mentor, diplomat or artist promoting global harmony, because the 9th house aspects, art, philosopher, spiritual designer, all these kinds of things. So, Venus Amartya Karaka and Punarvasu, artist of restoration and harmony, beautifies, harmonizes, heals emotional and aesthetic wounds, so needed in the world. Remember, always as a general rule, in a career, when I'm talking career, it means your talent. It means where you will shine. People interpret it as how much money will I make. That's a very narrow-minded perspective. Life does not work that way. You'd be very unhappy that way. Don't sell your life to a particular corporate or a bank account or your relatives or anybody telling you this is what you should be doing or any astrologer telling you this is your doom and gloom and this is what you're supposed to do. Nonsense. It doesn't work that way. Jyotish doesn't say that way. You should not interpret it like that in a modern context. If you need counseling, get in touch with me. I'd love to help. Otherwise, leave a donation. The QR code is in the banner.